GX94, joined with Dallas Smith, coming to Yorkton November 8th. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's great to have this tour announced and get this thing moving.
Now, this tour, it's called Dallas Smith and his band Unplugged. Set the stage for what kind of show people are in for.
Well, being a teenager in the early mid-90s, some of my favorite events, records that were put out with the MTV Unplugged, you know, whether it was Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, or Stone Temple Pilots, the Oasis ones. I've always wanted to do a show in that style. So it's not just me sitting there with acoustic. It's going to be my entire band, full drums. We're going to have some amps up on stage. We're going to have a various array of instrumentations. So it won't be as loud as a normal show. And so you'll be able to hear a bit more of the candy that's on the records and a little more intimate, telling my story from coming out of high school, getting a record deal with a couple of my buddies, and then all of a sudden we're traveling around to different continents and having people sing back songs to us. It was pretty crazy journey, and then kind of get into what that was like, throughout that process, playing a couple of those songs, and then we'll get into, me going down to Nashville and the Jump Right In record.
All right, so the drummer's going to be drumming. There's not going to be tapping on an Apple box. Okay, I like it.
None of that. No, we're going to be full energy, but just a little more intimate.
Now, you have done your fair share of acoustic stuff. Are there any songs that just won't work, you haven't figured out the key to for an Unplugged format?
No, man. A good song is a good song, right? So generally, we'll everything should translate okay, I got absolutely incredible musicians in my band. And I pride myself on replicating what I do on the record. We don't use any bells and whistles to try to make that happen on the record. There's no trickery. So I'm really comfortable just kind of doing that and bringing these songs to life in a different way for people.
Now, when we spoke last, you mentioned how Do You Miss Me? It's going to kind of put the cap on the last album as such. Yeah. Will this show have hints of what's to come?
Yeah, you guys will have something, very soon. We are just kind of buttoning up the rest of some songs here, and you guys will hear some new stuff.
Now, this is a massive tour. You're doing 51 dates, and you've traveled all across the country. Have you been coaxed or bullied into kissing the cod or having that sour toe cocktail?
Well, I've been screeched. Yeah, absolutely. I've done that before. Yeah, man, it's great. I'm going to be going to a lot of cities that I've only been to like maybe a few times, and then a lot of cities places across this country I've never been to. So to have, a lot of fans have come to me from smaller towns and made the trek. It was important for me to do the opposite here and bring this show to smaller towns and just enjoy the country and what it has to offer.
Now, you mentioned MTV Unplugged, and I had a hunch you were an MTV Unplugged type of guy. So now, I got a few artists, and I want you to say yes or no as to if they got an MTV Unplugged special.
Let's do it.
Incubus.
Oh, you know what? You're tough right out of the gate. They deserved one. I'm not sure if they really caught the... I'm going to say no, but I think they might have.
How about Duran Duran?
Oh, man. You're hitting bands that I don't really know.
All right, Sheryl Crow.
I would say yes.
Midnight Oil.
No.
Winger. There's one.
No.
Stained.
No.
They all got MTV Unplugged specials, if you can believe it.
Those weren't my favorite records from that era, for sure.
Now, this morning, I went on YouTube. I searched Dallas Smith parody, hoping to find some great parodies. I was pretty sure there'd be one called Pass and Gas, but I was shocked. Only one parody. I would like you to guess what you think the song was and then its theme.
Was it my solo stuff or was it my original stuff?
Solo.
There's a parody out there of one of them. Oh, I have no idea. You got me really interested here.
All right, somebody who received 260 views so far, until now, it's going to skyrocket. They did. You did a little Christmas ditty a few years ago by the name of Classic. He did a faithful parody of this about streaming Grand Theft Auto.
No way.
Truly. And
really?
still no Pass and Gas. That's what I was really expecting.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I know, me neither. But I can
Very
believe...
Nice.
Pre-sale for Seeker Rewards members is underway. You can get all the details. Dallas Smith and his band Unplugged at the Painted Hand Casino November 8th. Thanks so much, Dallas.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.